shall continue the topical halacha series, Parshas Ki Tisa, Beis Tefillah, Tofshin Ayin Vav, because the parasha talks about Shabbos. I would like to examine together the pros and cons, the Heta and Issa, using in Eretz Yisrael, using being connected to the local Chevrat Chashmal electrical board. Is that mutter? Is it usser? There are people who connect generators. Is that an ikra din? Is that an obligation? Is it usser to be nene from Chashmal, from Chevrat Chashmal? Is it mutter lechatchila? Is it bedieved? What? I chose this topic. I'm looking for a heter. This is my approach. I am connected to the generator. I'm going to go away for Shabbos. My parents don't have a generator. So I decided to look into the topic. And I'm looking for a heter. In midweek, I got very concerned. In midweek, I was very, very upset with what I discovered, and I felt that I don't see any heter. What's going on? This is midweek, and I think it's actually it's mamish nevela, and I didn't know what to do, because I can't come and cross and tell people that they can't use the electricity on Shabbos. My wife told me change topics. Midweek said get back out. But later on in the week, I looked in things again, and I think that we can't speak about this. We started with Igros Moshe. In Igros Moshe, Or HaChaim, Chelek Hei, at the end of Tshuva Mem Gimel, discussing using chashmal, using electricity on Shabbos, he notes that most people in Eretz Yisrael are lenient. Apiaras hachomim, shuls, even most Talmidei Chachomim do rely on the general electricity. I've heard, what? Why? Says Rav Moshe, I've heard because electricity is made with leloi yad adam. It happens by itself. It's an automatic system, and there's no Nechil Shabbos involved. That's what you heard. And I've heard that when maintenance is necessary, you need to fix things up, they use goyim. So therefore,
right here is a shiloh.
What?
Goyim are doing the melacha.
Yeah, that's what he heard. That's what he was told. He was told they don't do melacha, and he was told that even melacha is done, it's done by goyim. And therefore, you have a fake faker. Shemo lo yiskalkel. And im din tzoreim yiskalkel, then maybe it's done through a goyim. Even if it's roi lachmir, for tamat hocho, so a god you can make. He says, but you know, that's what I heard, you should speak to Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. He knows all the inyan of chashmal and Eretz Yisrael. He's what he heard. That's one tshuva. He heard there's no melacha being done. And he also heard he was going. Okay. The facts that are presented are for sure in his time were not true. There are hundreds and maybe thousands of workers in Chevrat Chashmal. And especially in his time, it was not true. The melacha is being done. And it's not true that going there. Adrab is strategic. They don't hire Arabs. Arabs are not allowed in. It's not a place. In his time for sure, they were not going there. In a different tshuva, Rav Moshe, in Or HaChaim Chelek Dalet, Siman Kuf Chav Gimel, he said that I've heard that the hetek was about batei cholim, because hospitals, they need it for pikuach nefesh. So I don't understand the hetek, because there's no need to have to make so much electricity. You just make the hospital so you can use a mechonak tana, use a small generator, it'll be enough, and you can get goyim. I don't understand the hetek. In the because most of the chose before, he didn't even mention the hospital. Just said that they don't do melacha. The stipend, the kriyat igarta, chelek aleph, geras kuf pei beis. Says any pu'ura that's being done is very molate from achil shabbos, the raisa drabonon. And he says the following: Hayal el adas shekol apoyalim v'amachinoyim. All the workers and the technicians. Kulam yubetelim umavutolim shvisim b'shvikim kol meis leis kulay. Can you even consider that all these workers are doing nothing? They're sitting back. The betelim umavutolim shvikim b'shvisim. The whole Shabbos are doing nothing. V'amachinoyis anachiyos kulam and these gigantic machines. And they're working by themselves. Can you even consider such an idea? So obviously, and this is the way all poskim do agree that melachos are being done. Okay. I can't discuss today, but these are their times, Moshe's time, for sure those melachos are being done. Therefore, I am, for the purpose of the shir, I'm assuming they do melacha. That's true, that maybe in the computer age things could be different, things are computerized. Libi oimali, that since they don't allow yet, they don't even rely on computers to drive cars, as far as I know. It's illegal to have a computer to drive your car. You have to be in the car and driving the car. So, in other words, they don't rely on a computer for such a serious thing, to drive a car. You have to do it yourself. I would say kal v'chomer ben brecha kal v'chomer. These huge systems, which are life, they're so important. And they're much more complex. Keeping, running, changing, adapting the currents. That they don't just run the computer. I don't believe they're just sitting back. And you know what I mean? My personal opinion, if you want to argue, you can argue. If there's no bracha being done, let's go home. I don't believe. The no melacha is being done. That's my personal opinion. I wasn't there. I've heard contradictory reports. I heard being claimed that it all happens by itself. I saw a different interview with a technician who said that at least the 10 per day, we have 10 major faults that happen per day. Major ones. They need adjusting. I've never heard of a doctor doing an operation with a computer. Lo shamati al zeh. You've heard of it? Okay, but he's playing it. And of course, it wasn't his instrument. But he's there. He's doing it. He's not sitting back and talking on his phone. So, I'm sure that these are gigantic systems. Huge. Supplying currents for a whole country. I'm convinced that there's a continuous human intervention, adapting, making decisions, what to light, how much to put on, cooling. I'm sure they use computers as well. But I personally believe it's like what the cipher says. So I'm going with that, assuming that melacha is being done. I also assume, and I believe, of the het of pikuach nefesh. I believe, and this is what I'm basing the share on, that there's a pure nefesh to have electrical currents in the country, hospitals, old age homes, old people, and even in the private, even in every neighborhood, that people who have oxygen, who have oxygen machines, breathing oxygen. And therefore, I accept and I believe that it's pikuach nefesh to provide electricity for the public. And therefore, if today Chavra Chashmal will approach us and say, run it for us, we want to keep Shabbos, and they invite us to come and run it, we will be mechal Shabbos. We would have to be mechal Shabbos and do whatever needs to be done to provide electricity for the people. There are also security reasons. There's all sorts of yeshuvim have electrical fences. I'm sure the Hezbollah will be very happy if they're using electricity in the north. They would try and conquer army bases. There are many. I believe it's pikuach nefesh to supply electricity. But, and here's the but. Electricity should be supplied for maybe 5% of the population. That's it.
Should be used generators.
Yeah, but it's still need. You can't accept the generators to have as a backup. You can't expect them every time. If the generator will back that will fall, then what can happen? You need to have a proper system. Yes?
That's right.
So
whatever they're doing, so maybe they're not doing it properly, but in terms of having a meal, I'm not from the general concept of that.
Okay. What time with you? I'm with you. Let's continue. I want to prove that even Pikuach Nefesh, even relying on a heter of pikuach nefesh, is still a limited heter. It's not, doesn't mean pikuach nefesh, not heter. In the Shulchan Aruch, Reish Ayin Ches, Sif Aleph. Mutter lechaboy saner, bishvil shiyishan choyle sheyeshboy sakona. There's a choyle sheyeshboy sakona. And he needs, it's part of his refuah, needs to sleep. And there's lights in the room. Without extinguish the lights. We say this every week in the Mehmed Likin. Without to extinguish the lights for the Choyle Shesh by Sakona, says the Mishabur, who are in the Hatlik, or to put on the lights for Choyle Shesh by Sakona, they need to be treated as a dark room. The doctors need to see what's happening. You put on the lights. The Bi'ah Locha is Medayik Shita San Rambam. What happens if instead of turning the light off or on, I can move him to a different room? I need the light off, I can move him to a dark room. I need the light on, I can move him to another room that has light. Without risk of the Chayim. Obviously, if it's a risk, he's attached to the machines, or obviously not. Even where I could, there's a possibility I could avoid doing the malacha by moving him. The Bi'ah Locha is Medayik Shita San Rambam. You're Chayav Chatos. Chayav Chatos. The fact, truly he's a Choyle Shesh Boi Sakon. And if necessary, you can be Mechal Shabbos. If it's not necessary, you're Chayav Chatos.
Moving
in your chayav chatos? No, if you turn the light off, well, you could have moved him out. Your chayav chatos put in the shita saramba.
Not for moving him, for
doing the melacha.
Even
if it's pikuach nefesh, you can still be chayav chatos. So does that mean? What happens? So that means anyway, if I can avoid doing that veira, then I'm chayav chatos. So what happens if I could do with shinui, or if I could bring a goy? If I could bring a goy to Sunday night, and I didn't, did it myself. I could avoid the, I could avoid that error.
Yeah, but it's not
the
same thing.
Once I could do a shinui, I could turn the light off with my elbow. My chayav chatos for not doing that. We were saying again, he was this choyer needs the light to be off. If instead of moving him out I turn the light off, I'm chayav chatos. Punt the Rambam, you don't have to go chnefesh. I'm showing you
time to go find the
guy. I have enough time. I found from Zalman writes in Shmir Shabbos Gil Chosay that if the melacha needs to be done, the light needs to be turned off. But the question is, with a shinui, or a goy, or myself, that no chayav chasas. If I can avoid the whole melacha by taking him out of the room, then I'm chayav chasas. Again, we're seeing the point I'm trying to show, that even the tzur nefesh is still not possible.
So if he does it by himself, when he can call a goy, he's not chayav chasas.
No chayav chasas. Because melacha needs to get done. I'm not chayav chatos. If I could avoid the melacha, then I'm chayav chatos. Who is the rabbi? Shulchan Aruch.
Looking for the goy is not called avoiding the melacha.
Right, because he's going to do the melacha. Shulchan Aruch Shinte Zayin, Tiv Zayin. Hasat Nechoshim B'Shabbos. Person who's hunting snakes in Shabbos. Even Rufuah, he wants to capture the Nechoshim. Use for medicine, or he has a snake collection. Chayav, you chayav. The minch for a tzeda. Im b'shvil shleishchenu, if it's to prevent the snakes from biting people, mutzar. Says the Bi'alocha, what happens in a place where the nechoshim are dangerous, like in Eretz Yisrael, is it? Where the nechoshim are dangerous, I'm capturing the nechosh for refuah. What am I chayav a potter? It's a nachash, it's a mitzvah. It's a nachash, it's a mitzvah to capture. Because he may bite people. But my intention is for refuah. I want him for my collection. Says the Bi'alocha, Efshar and potter. Since he's doing good, the action is a good action, the correct action. This kavon is bad. It compares it to the Gemara Newman Peidara that says there's a tinoik who is drowning in the river. A tinoik fell into the river, and he spread out nets to catch the tinoik. And together with the tinoik, we are fishing at the same time. The net is catching the tinoik and catching the fish, and I have kavona for the fish. It's Muslim. Because the food I'm doing the right thing. The right thing is to spread out the net to save the tinoik. The fact I'm getting side benefits is mutzah. So here as well, the pula being done is the correct pula that you're capturing the nachash. The fact that you have a benefit from it doesn't matter. Says the Bi'alocha, or maybe it's maybe it's worse. Because maybe there with the tinoik you have kavana for the tinoik as well. And for the fish. Here, the guy's sole purpose is just for the. He only wants it for a fool. He couldn't care less about other people. He's in Shabbat Torah Iyun, whether the Chayav Chatos or not. Now, let's just take this to Chabad Chashmal. Chabad Chashmal, their policy is they supply electricity to everyone. If I will inform them that Beit Shemesh, Baruch Hashem, everyone's healthy, and therefore there's no need to supply electricity to Beit Shemesh, they're not interested. They have to supply electricity to anyone. They're not doing it because of the Kohen. It happens to be the Kohen Nefesh, but that's not the reason why they're supplying electricity. They supply electricity to Aza. They supply electricity to anyone. To theaters. You name it. Their policy, we supply electricity 7 days a week, 24/7. you daven to here. If they're thinking of both, they're thinking of the tinoik and the fish. Say that. What happens if they're just thinking of? That's what we do. We supply electricity. They're not thinking of the clock and the fish. If their purpose is just to do their job, to be doima, to be doima to this guy who's captain Hashim for refuah. Afa Pekin, you doubt it.
The Shirdik can also be different because they have registry of people who have like supporting.
Yeah, they do?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But even Al Asad, that indeed they're doing the wrong thing, says the Shulz Yitzchak, it won't be Asa. Person does the Chilul Shabbos, the Asa can have an off from it. Even this guy, wrong kid, but even if they were, their intention was just for to make money, and it's wrong, they'd be Chayav Chatos, but there's no Issa Shabbos. You can't ask for the Melacha, because they're doing the right thing. We would tell them to do it. You see? Nothing become, it won't become Asa because of Ma'aser Shabbos. In Shulchan Aruch, Reish Mem Ches, Siv Dalet, a person can need to travel in a caravan. You're going through Midbar. In the Midbar, the dangerous Nistim, hijackers. You need food. You need to go with a caravan, go with a group of people. But they're going to travel on Shabbos. You're allowed Shayar, Ayotim Shayar Ba Midbar. And they know when Shabbos will come, they'll be doing Chilul Shabbos. It's 100%. So, in Pnei HaSakana, and they won't be able to, they can't hang around, they can't save the caravan, bye bye, you go, continue. Then, they're allowed to go on a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. On a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, you could join the caravan, knowing that when Shabbos will come, I'll be doing Melacha Deraisa, but it'll be Pikuach Nefesh. Permitted. And for Tvar Mitzvah, even on Erev Shabbos. For Tvar Mitzvah, you could join in, you could join the caravan, knowing that you'll be Mechal Shabbos, but it'll be Behet, it'll be Pikuach Nefesh. The Mishnah Berurah and the Radvaz, Mishnah Berurah and the Pialocha, bring the Radvaz, who says, Mapitom, end of our custom. No way, there's no heter whatsoever. If you know that you're going to enter a Pikuach Nefesh, you'll be Mechal Shabbos, you have no heter whatsoever to join such a caravan. End of Akhazim. He argues in Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Berurah brings a Rashbats, who says, you can't be mal ager on a Thursday. A person wants to do Giyur. He wants to convert on a Thursday. He wants to read, you know. Because, why? Because 3 days' time, it's the peak of the pain, and we mechal Shabbos. You have no heter to do Mila today and enter a Pikuach Nefesh. And you're creating a Pekuach Nefesh on Shabbos, even though it would be Pekuach Nefesh. And that's Vekach. And you can't do Milat HaTinoik, a Milat Shrei Bezmana of a Tinoik on a Thursday, you can't do either. Because you know you'll be Mechal Shabbos, you're creating a Chul Shabbos. But Morgan Abraham argues, oh, today we're not Mechal Shabbos anyway, it's not necessary. Time this morning, they warm water up. In the food, you're not going to be Mechal Shabbos, you can do it. Anyway, what I'm showing is that Pikuach Nefesh is not a blanket heter. He is for a Dvar Mitzvah. The guy who wants to bris milah on a Thursday, and the Ashi doesn't say you can't do it because you're causing yourself to enter a Pikuach Nefesh. When it will happen, it's mutter, but you're not allowed to create, you're not allowed to rely on that. Igros Moshe. What happens? You know, if Ne'iver, right? If I give a piece of pork to a Jew, and because of me he's going to eat it, Moshe if Ne'iver. What happens if I point a gun to his head to eat the pork? Is the guy allowed to eat it? Yes. Can another Yid supply the pork? I'm pointing the gun in the head. You don't eat pork, I'm going to kill you. Can another yid, with the gun at the door, would he provide the pork? No? No, he's not under the gun. Yeah? It's a mitzvah to save the guy's life. Was I over any favor? The guy who points the gun, he calls his friend to eat pork. And the friend was eating pork per head to Gobu's Pikuach Nefesh Mam. Was the guy who pointed the gun, was the Oibu Nifne Iver, was there Mirsha? Was there Mirsha or not? Huh? That's a very spiritual thing. Was the guy holding the gun, did he give a mikshol? Was it a free evil? Did he say mikshol or not? We're asking, he caused his friend under pikuach nefesh to do an aveir, but a mitzvah, an aveir would help him. Any other yid is obligated to save the life of the victim. So the guy who pointed the gun, was he over if they ever is the mirshol? Did he, was he over that lab or not? Because the neighbor of the victim was allowed and had to eat it. It was a miserable thing. If they ever is the mirshol, can't provide people with yisurim. If you give another wine to drink, you're over if they ever is the mirshol. Because you're helping do an avera. I'm helping do a mitzvah. Says the Igus Moshe, and also in Prima Godin, in Mishnah says,
what's the mitzvah?
Oh, hi Ben, Adrabba, did the mitzvah save his life? I provided him with a mitzvah.
But he's making him do an avera.
For him, it wasn't an avera. For him, it was great, it was a good thing to do.
Well, if I point a gun at your head and I tell you to go eat pork, I'm going to shoot you, and that make you do an avera?
No, because for me, a meal. It's a mitzvah to save my life. All right, that anyone else will come and help me. Anyone else will provide me with the pork. Okay, so it was a mishal. So therefore, says Rav Moshe and the Prima Godin, the Mishnah says, Dov, Shimem Gimel, yes, he's even a mishal. It's true that the victim didn't do anything wrong, but you gave him, you caused it to happen. See, that causing pikuach nefesh to happen is called a mikshol. The kitzah, what we've seen till now, is pikuach nefesh is not a simple head. But now I want to get into the heart of things, okay? And that's why in midweek, I was mamash petrified. The Gemara Menachas Samot Aleph Amud Aleph says, Choyle shamdu l'shnei groigrois. There's a choyer, the roifim said, pikuach nefesh, means that two groigrois. Groigrois are dates. Then he has in front of him, he has a tree, where there's a branch, there's a gregarious on one branch, a gregarious on another branch. He also has a branch that has three groigrois on. This guy has a choice. Either we'll pick, twice, we'll pick off two fruit off the tree, or we'll break one branch with three. What's better? To pick only what we need, but to do twice, two maisim. Pick twice, but only pick the amount we need. Or to pick once and pick extra. Gemara Shaila, what? Answer the Gemara Pshita, it's better to pick the one and not, even though you do one picking, even though you're getting more fruits, than to pick twice. Says the Ran in Beta. At Khan, we're discussing to pick twice versus to pick once. But in the one, you have a choice to pick, to break a branch with two, or to break a branch with three, for sure, you have to break the branch with two. Because there are two starting to the Gemara. You see clear from the Gemara that Ribui Bishiurim is also. This could really be sure. This choyer needs two. To pick, even one picking, to get three up the tree, we see the problem. Just the Gemara is weighing out which problem is worse. But you see, there's definitely an issa of ribui bishurim, doing more than necessary for the chayla. This chayla needs two, and we're getting three of the three. Even through one night, we see it's awesome.
Yes. Meaning, if someone does it to showgate, it's chayav one chatas exception, a branch that has one date, and he's chayav one, also chayav one chatas if it's a piece of branch that has three.
Sure.
Only one maisa. So why is one maisa any worse than why would the choice of two or three? Just go ahead and get three because you have an extra one.
So we see this, there's an issa called ribui b'shurim. Ribui b'shurim, even one maisa, but increasing the fact is also an issa. Not only that. Yes? Right. Oh, they have no choice. There, the fish is coming my way. Here, if I have a choice. And that's how we pass in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch, Shin Chav Chet, Shitka Zayin, if you base the two in one branch and three in a different branch, you have to pick up, you have to pluck the branch as two, not the branch as three. It says Mishra, also Shah Malachas as well. Now, Shitas are the Rashba is Ribu Shurim is Drabonon. This is now Mishra Burin Shin Nutches. Ribu Shurim, is it the Raisa Drabonon? The Ran holds it the Raisa, the Rashba holds it Drabonon. The Mishnah Berurah is Machriya. It's Ayin Mashkosafti B'Sifri Avas Chesed. Ikus it's the Raisa. What's the Raya? You have right from Agmar. Says the Ran to the Rashba. If Ribu Yishurim is only Rabbonon, what was the Havram of the Gemara? If Ribu Yishurim is just Rabbonon, as Mordechai wants to understand. So what? Why would the Gemara even consider breaking, plucking two fruits to avoid the three? If it's just Rabbonon. Therefore, Ribu Yishurim is cool is the right. That's bottom line. Okay? Now, so whenever we do a melacha, even for Pigor Nefesh, we try and minimize, to include, do more than, to achieve more than necessary, it's called Ribui Bishurim. It's the right. Shneur Shabbos Kilchoto, Periklamet base. You have a choyle who needs the light to be put on. You have a switch. So we have, it's dark, he needs to be treated. The doctors are here, they need to treat, they need to be attentive. I have a switch that turns on two lights. I have a switch that turns on one light. Which one should I turn on? Turn on one light. More than that. If the mains is off, the power fell, the fuse, and you have to turn on the main switch. What's going to happen? All your lights in the house are going to go on. You don't need that room. You don't need other room. Says the Shulchan Aruch, if there's time, if there's no time, because you go ahead and do it. If there's time, you should go ahead and turn off all the unnecessary switches. Even though it's mukta. It's mukta to turn a switch. It's better to do the mukta to avoid ribui b'shi'urim. Every single unnecessary light, even to one maisa, b'pikuach nefesh, b'heter, is ribui b'shiurim, and therefore it should be avoided. Okay, now I want to ask you. We have a choyla, and the roifim said b'pikuach nefesh, he has to have two dates. We have this massive palm tree. On the palm tree there's a million dates. I don't have any ladders with me. I don't have any cranes to pick me up. All I have is a saw. What should I do? What should I do? Pigor nefesh. What? Cut the tree down. Even though I only need two groikers and I'm getting a million. That's my choice. What happens if I have two trees? One has a million. One has a million and a one. Which tree should I cut down? A million. Because everything you do here is a ribui shurim. Now, also good. I have a makolet. I have, my brother has a makolet, bite the gun. I want to send stuff from Beit Shemesh to bite the gun. I, in Erev Shabbos, I sneak into the ambulance. I know the ambulance is over here. They travel on Shabbos. They travel on Shabbos. They take yoldos in Pukh Nefer. I stack up in the ambulance crates of drinks on Erev Shabbos. What's going to happen? The driver is going to drive on Shabbos behet a gomul to Pukh Nefer, and he's going to transport. What's going to happen? His engine will be working more, be consuming more fuel on Shabbos because of my drinks. But he's driving the head. Is that mutter also? Why? Reba Bishurim. I'm causing him to be married by the Shir. He should be taken off. He doesn't have time. But the Etzen, like, put you on the switch and you should turn off the other switch, out the lights. Shabbos Sai. In El Sikr. Now this is where I became weak in a little. You know what? Chevat Hashmar, they're tzaddikim, because they're doing Pikuach Nefesh. But by me connecting on Erev Shabbos, as I'm preparing the ponui, I switch on the light. It's midday. I switch on the light in the lounge. I set my mazgan. I set it. All should go on and off and on and off. And I'm connecting to their system. You know what I'm doing? I am adding a gregarious to their tree. It's true that they are mutter. They have no choice. They have no way of knowing who is Pikuach Nefesh, who is not. That's despite everyone. They cannot cut anyone down. They have no idea of where the Pikuach Nefesh is. But by me connecting myself, I am increasing a gregarious to the tree they're cutting down. I'm adding a gogeras to the tree. I'm stacking my drinks in the ambulance and causing the ambulance to do to set ribush urine because of me. That's I'm assuming that malachas are done all the time. That's my assumption. You want to argue? But the point is that it's not regular Avera, because they have a head of Pikuach Nefesh. And they have no choice but to do Marab. It's like cutting down the tree with a million tomorrow. So they have no choice but to cut the tree down, because they can't access, they can't find exactly who to supply to. But by me connecting myself, I am adding a tomo to their tree. And therefore, if it's not us, it's definitely wrong. I can't say it's a Maisa Shabbos, because they're doing Pikuach Nefesh. But I am doing a Dovah Mechuar. This is midweek, I came faint, and Mama Shagol Chisha Sadat. My wife said, back out, don't change topics. In my eyes, it's not them the problem, we're the problem. Atem Shomer? Huh? That's matter. That's not matter. You to increase their melacha. Remember, ribu shurim is the raisa. It doesn't matter. It's a million anyway. But I'm adding another one. My house is another one. Every light which I'm putting on, it's another melacha. It's another light being put on through the chil shabbos of heter. They're better. We're not the same. This is my midweek Chalisha Sadat. I'm telling you, I got Mama's Chalisha Sadat. For myself. My wife said, change topics. That's my son. That's how I start off. I believe it cannot be such a complex system. The many, many, many things. Where all the time they're adjusting, I do not believe it happens without human intervention. If I'm wrong, then I'm wrong. There's no Chol Shabbos. Let's go home. Afa pi kein. Okay. I see no one's running away. Afa pi kein. I calm down for the next week. Then I realize, Afa pi kein. I think my husband is correct. But yesh lechale. If indeed the power went off, the pylon fell, and they go on Shabbos, and they connect the pylon. At that second, boom, a million lights go on in Beit Shemesh and Chol Sivah. So indeed, they are my lights in my house is adding great grace to their melacha, increasing their melacha. But I believe they do melachas, but melachas in the factory, in the plant, the power plant. It doesn't directly come to me. They do melachas to make sure that maybe they decide to add more coal, increase the fire, and get the turbines to turn faster. It's not directly coming into my house. Even if I would turn off, it would still do that fire. I'm a nobody. It wouldn't make a difference if I personally would cut myself off. It's such a small, there's so many people who will still be connected, that anyway we'll do those malachas. Even if the malachas are directed to my house, they're connecting the wires, right now they're turning on my lights. But if they're doing malachas in the plants, and they're not adding to my lights. My lights are not, they're not doing malachas to my lights, they're doing havar over there, not doing malachas in my house. And that's why it's just grammar.
And everyone
can
turn off their lights.
No, if everyone gathers together,
you should be meeting everyone. If everyone turn off their lights,
I'm not discussing myself right now. I can't. I'm not discussing gathering. I'm not myself today. Can I connect? So therefore, that's
but
why
you me.
I'm discussing myself. My house was adding great grace to the melacha. Hence, the melacha is done over there. Nobody. And Achinami.
Why are you discussing only yourself?
Because I was discussing myself. That's what I'm doing. By me connecting the Erev Shabbos, I'm making sure that my lights go on. I was discussing myself.
Is that a advantage to them?
I am increasing, like me, adding grace to their ambulance.
You're doing wrong.
That's what I was asking. I was suggesting. But now I'm Yasher. That's indirect. So if Shabbos comes in, there's a power cut, and you know you're going to fix it on Shabbos. If you're ready, you turn on the switches, waiting for them to fix it, and turn your lights on. I would think it's much wrong. In my opinion. Even they're doing correct, they're doing kedin, because they have to, they don't know where the Koch Nefesh is, they have to spite everyone. But I personally think it's mamash absolutely wrong to do that, because then you're waiting for them to boom, to put on your lights. That would be wrong. But if your lights are going, the electricity is going, just in the plan, they're doing all sorts of malachas, that you're not adding anything to their malacha, what they're doing. Might they ask them all to Goldstein? I'm not sure. I don't think we'll make it, because they make their decisions how fast they turn the turbines. I don't think my I don't know how it works. See, the local generator. The generator works for whether you did your safer Shabbos, in safer Shabbos.
That amount of electricity goes somewhere else, either to another house or to a storage battery or to something else that will store it. They're not destroying that.
So therefore, what? Okay, so it goes somewhere. So either comes here, goes somewhere else. So what's the difference? But the energy is ready made. The melacha is done already. So, I can learn from it. I would just want to add. I asked Moshe Goldstein. He said, it's a good thing to have a generator, but, and he says you can take it from Isaac Sofkin. He says, what do you mean you, what do you, mean you can take from Eitz Tzafen? He says, not a chiyuv. Even the aser, you can take from Eitz Tzafen. It's a good thing. It's a havganah. It's sure that we care about Shabbos. And therefore, but it's not, he says you can rely on the generator. I just want to read you some words of Rav Shlomo Zalman and the Chazon Ish. The famous Chazon Ish, the Chazon Ish holds that even with Mutam Me'ikar Adin, Tukut Chilul Hashem, he writes, even if it's mutter, if you have a heter, yesh b'shimush ha'isu chil Hashem she'in chas b'kvoit shamayim kiban shu shimush tziburi v'nene mimaisa yodav meit she'in nibay koyev al chil Shabbos. Chazinish felt it's a b'zoyim for Shabbos, and the Sefer Ochas Abayin in the Bring, the Chazinish came to Petach Tikva for Sheber Bochas, one of the Greinemans, and he told him, I don't want the shul to be connected to the electricity, and they didn't listen to him. So he stayed in the room, he had two little candles, stayed in the room. And he didn't leave the room, he didn't participate in the Sherev Brachas, so he didn't come out. So he told me, I'm sitting in darkness. He said, it's not dark, I'm sitting in the light. You're sitting in the darkness. This is light. What, Chazanish? Of course not.
No.
Maybe a battery is whatever. In Milch Shoyma, what? I don't think so. Generator. As though you'd be like your grandparents did. Well, it can't be so bad. Okay. Min HaShleima, and this is what I'm going to finish off. Min HaShleima, who he has a whole heter discussing the Chil Shabbos, and he finds Kedarkoi a tremendous, important, wild heterin. Then he finishes off the following. This is Min HaShleima, Chelek Beis, Simen Chav Dalet. Af Shubi Aonu Shef Shah, Shemi Ikra Adin, Ein leso leenoit mechashmal the Shabbos. The common come yes ladas. You should know. Are yeshimush shanu mishdamshim b'Shabbos mechashmal by us using electricity, we're causing, they force their workers to come and work. But kama mechuorhu, it's so unpleasant. Mechuor is anig b'Shabbos be'esh zora sheloitziva Hashem. The culture can lechabed mikotzi Hashem. This is very mechuar if you're causing people to work on Shabbos. Anyway, in your neinu, you can. Rav Goldstein told me that he spoke to Dov Morgenstern about a guy who wanted to visit his shver, his father-in-law, but he knew his shver has regular electricity. Especially if you can go. It comes out, it's Mikra Din. You could use electricity because they're doing melacha, you're not increasing anything. But whoever can join the generator, it's a wonderful thing. It's definitely a wonderful thing if the person has ability. But if you're stuck, then if most of the, I personally, if there's a power cut Erev Shabbos, I would recommend, I don't see Hetzel to join the connect. Gosu told me, he said Var Mitzvah. So maybe the bar mitzvah you could do, you know, from the Chol Shabbos. To say that anyway, you should ask your Rav, even if there's an existing power cut, you know they're going to fix it on Shabbos, that you should ask your local Rav. Thank you very much. Have a good Shabbos.
Very well.